I'm Mark Howard. Welcome to today's teleseminar. Glad you can all be here. Before getting started, just wanted to say a few things about how it works. Usually I'll talk on the topic for today for, you know, maybe 20, 25 minutes, and then open it up for you to ask your questions or to share with us what you've realized from today's teleseminar, or really what has been helpful for you in understanding the three principles. So I created the teleseminars to really have it be like a community together where we can hear from one another, not just my doing the presentation the whole time. So about halfways, I will invite people to share if you feel like sharing today, and you would do so by pressing star 2. So I'll let you know that. Before we get started with today's topic, I do want you to know that about halfway through, I will let you know about a program I'm doing with my friend and wonderful coaching colleague, Grace Kelly, on self-esteem. And so I'll let you know about that as we get through to today's teleseminar, about halfway. So welcome to everyone. Again, you know, the teleseminars are based on the teachings of Sydney Banks and the three principles. And I would always encourage anyone here on the teleseminar, if you like what I'm sharing, to take a look at Sydney Banks' books or videos that are out there now available to the public. So a couple of things in getting started today with the topic of self-esteem. In my reflecting on what to share for today, this month's teleseminar, I've been really touched by this topic of self-esteem and the class that Grace Kelly and I did over the summer for 4 weeks on There's More to Life Than Thinking About Yourself. It was so powerful in that the participants really were able to transcend their habits of thinking about themselves and find more happiness, and actually be people sharing they were more creative in their lives and more productive, and they just felt more at peace. So that's been sitting with me, and I just wanted to share this on my teleseminar, the power of discovering self-esteem. So that's where it's coming from. And also, to start off with, in my listening to Sydney Banks over the years and attending seminars, there were many times when he would say a sentence that would really be so powerful to me. And it changed the way I was thinking about myself and the way I was living life. One of the things early on, like in the late 1980s, he shared one time when we were talking about self-esteem. At that time in the United States, they valued self-esteem, which was, I thought, a really cool thing to see, that self-esteem was valuable and important. But they started to see that they needed to put that into kids. So they would have, childhood classes and so forth, they would have classes based on how you can get self-esteem. In talking about that, I remember Sid saying, well, you all have self-esteem right now, were it not for your silly beliefs. And that hit me. that hit me on two levels. One, that we already have what we're talking about by self-esteem, just beautiful feelings about ourselves, being okay, just relaxing about who we are and living our lives, that we already have that. And then I heard what got in the way, our silly beliefs. Now, he wasn't making fun of our beliefs. He was really underlining that we take our beliefs about ourselves too seriously, as if they really are, what do they say, etched in stone as truth. And so hearing that sentence just, again, you know, stunned me, had me really at the time start to look completely differently at how I was thinking about myself. And so that's why I wanted to share today, is because people, in the way we think about ourselves, the habits that we grow up with, that are innocently given to us, to first keep thinking about ourselves, that's the first habit, and then we get ways to think about ourselves growing up. We can't escape it, but we can begin to realize that that the thinking about ourselves was just learned. It was just learned to think so much about ourselves. Excuse me. And it was innocent because there wasn't the understanding that everybody was already this beautiful spiritual energy that we're calling mind and the principle, that we already had the wisdom to know how to live life and be creative and connect with other people well. So not knowing that, people started to develop ideas about thinking about ourselves as a way to have us live a life where we're creative or productive or really happy. But along the way, thinking about ourselves led us most of the time to live with unhappy feelings. So we would get into judging ourselves or doubting ourselves or questioning ourselves or comparing ourselves. All of the thinking that we've innocently adopted as beliefs, as ideas about ourselves that make us really move into feelings of being unhappy. Now, they're just learned. That's what Sid said by, or he meant by, our silly beliefs. You know, isn't it something that if we could remove those beliefs from our minds, we would have self-esteem immediately? Isn't that something to ponder? To try to take in. I know recently I was coaching someone who had a lot of talent and was offered promotions in this person's organization, but wouldn't take them because they kept thinking about themselves with self-doubt. They'd look at themselves and think about what the job would entail and start to question their ability to do that. What was helpful, though, was that this coaching client of mine began to realize they just learned to think about themselves that way. And they were, in thinking about themselves, they were living in self-doubt, self-questioning, limiting thoughts that kept them from using their potential. As the owners of this company realized they had. Once they freed themselves from that, and they freed themselves because they realized they had an insight that this way of thinking about themselves was just made up. It was just something they learned in life. The minute they really saw that, or this coaching client saw that. She was filled with well-being. She was filled with peace. And she really saw the possibility to take a promotion. So, again, you know, to just ponder that all of us have self-esteem were it not for our silly beliefs, and how we've just learned innocently to first keep thinking about ourselves, you know, just thinking how we're doing or what did we do wrong, or really comparing ourselves. That's a biggie, is comparing ourselves. And I've seen a lot of young people now over the past 10 years who get caught up in the habit of comparisons as they, you know, get on Facebook or now Instagram or TikTok, and they see friends who post something and they're doing better than my clients, you know. And so my clients start feeling bad because they're comparing their lives to what is supposedly the life of their friends that are posted on Facebook, you know. And I've even got into that thinking. When I see, for example, Michael Neal post something, I get caught up in, oh, why aren't I doing something, you know, like that? And so it's so easy to think about ourselves in a way that we doubt or compare ourselves, you see? And they're just learned thoughts. They're just learned ways of being. And they lead to a moment or a day of unhappiness, you see? And we don't really see that deeply enough where we begin to let go of these self-evaluation thoughts. Because I think that's really the key. You see, the key is not stopping the thoughts. It's recognizing what you're doing. That's really the key of all of the power of the principles and Sydney Banks' teachings, is that we can see that we're thinking in a way that's creating unhappiness and keeping us from the beautiful feelings that are our birthright. The beautiful feelings of love and understanding, well-being, the sense that we are okay, and self-esteem. Self-esteem is just a way to, I don't know, point out these feelings that are really our birthright and what we truly are. And but we can recognize, we can realize, have an insight that the thinking we're doing is learned, it's not true, and in that insight then, free ourselves from that thinking, and then drop right into happiness, well-being, and self-esteem, because it's right there. It's not, you don't have to go anywhere for it, and you really don't have to do anything for it except quiet your mind about yourself. I'm sure all of you have had days where you've just felt good. You're enjoying the moment. You're enjoying what you're doing. Those are the feelings available to you when you're not thinking about yourself. And thinking about yourself most of the time leads to unhappy feelings. And another powerful statement that Sid shared is this: unhappiness is the most unnatural state of any human being. Now, isn't that powerful? It's the most unnatural state of human beings is to be unhappy. Why? Because, as he said, you already have it. You are already happy. You already have self-esteem, were it not for your thinking. So I just want you to ponder this. I did. I just let it, I just was so taken aback by it. Not, I don't mean taken aback. I was so shaken by this. My world was shaken by this, where I just saw that's all that's in the way is thinking about myself. And believe me, I was a great thinker about myself. You know, I went through schooling, 12 years of education, including about 7 years of doctoral schooling and training, that had me thinking a lot about myself, you know, in terms of, oh, here's another exam to prepare for, or here you're going into this hospital setting. Are you ready for it, you know? So a lot of thinking about myself created self-doubt and worry and, you know, and the feeling, general feeling that you might call unhappiness. So that's why this shook my world, to see I have what I'm looking for, that peace of mind, that sense of well-being, that knowing I'm okay, and just beautiful feelings of happiness. If I could look beyond thinking about myself, stop thinking about myself so seriously, for example, how to use seriousness about myself as an indicator that I'm moving myself away from my natural state of happiness and well-being by thinking about myself. So I started to see these hallmarks or guidelines that told me I was back in the habit of comparisons or self-doubt or envy or self-criticism. And a lot of that had to do with getting serious about myself or about something that something I was doing in life. So that helped me start to sit back from my thinking about myself, try to quiet that down, and again, let these feelings come into my mind. So that's what to do, is ponder that you already have self-esteem, and it's keeping you from enjoying. It's keeping you from just living the flow of life, living by the wisdom we're all a part of, given that we are the principles. Given that we are the principles, we have a wisdom that will guide us. It really will show us what our next step needs to be at any time in our lives. So the feelings of self-doubt and being judgmental and so forth were signposts now that I was looking at life in the wrong way. I was using my intelligence. I was using my intellectual gifts against myself. And I hadn't realized until, again, meeting Sydney Banks and dedicating myself really to this understanding, I didn't realize that there was another resource for living life that led me to more wiser, wiser ways of living, but also living with more joy and happiness and love and understanding. And so that's what's on tap for all of us. I know I was just talking about this comparisons. I do a lot of mentoring for health professionals, mainly now life coaches, but other health professionals as well that are wanting to do their work from the principles. And one of the things that causes them insecurity when they're trying to share their understanding with their clients is they're comparing themselves. And there's a lot out there now in that is out in videos and books and so forth that we can really compare ourselves with a lot of Three Principles teachers. And once we do that, we're going to get insecure. Because again, you know, when Three Principles teachers are sharing a video or writing, they're in this deep feeling of well-being, you see. And I help coaches see, or help professionals see, that when they share what they know of Sid's teachings or the Three Principles, when they share what they know, they're in the same feelings that these other Three Principles teachers are in. And if they don't think, if they don't compare themselves and get themselves insecure, they're going to do fine. Because really it's just about sharing what you know. But it's so easy for people who want to share these principles now to get into comparisons. But you just want to be careful not to do that and just sit in the nice feelings of what you know, what you've discovered. You know, when I started, I shared this a lot in my teleseminars and on webinars. When I started and first met Sidney Banks, you know, by going to one of his seminars and had this tremendous insight, there wasn't anything around. There were no videos. There was one book, Second Chance, and that had just come out that Sid had written. The few of us that were around on the West Coast of the United States at that time were just learning as we went along. But we stayed true to our understanding, you see. So in a way, the only comparisons I was making was to my expectations, you know, that there wasn't anything out there to compare myself with. Of course, like all human beings, I found something to compare myself with, and that was my expectations. Oh, you heard Sid. You got this insight. You should be, people should be changing faster than they're changing. Or you didn't share that too well tonight. You see? It's so easy to think about yourself and how you're doing, get insecure, and then move yourself away from, if you're sharing this, from the wisdom that's guiding you, or just enjoying your life, or just sitting in the feeling and talking about it with someone, or just living in the flow, you see? So we're all vulnerable to that because growing up in the human condition, you can't avoid developing a habit to keep thinking about yourself. But as it says, with such power, really, that's in the way of you living in the beautiful feelings you're meant to live and being guided by the wisdom that you really are a part of, you see? So you just have to see that, help yourself see you're part of the human condition, let it go, let the feelings, look more for those beautiful feelings in you. Because comparisons, expectations, they get in the way. I was working with a client who just wanted to stop being so caught up in thoughts about themselves. And the reason they were caught up in that was they were taught to be perfect. This perfectionism, I think that's how you say, be perfectionistic or something. That was really, people were really caught up in that for many, many years as I was in my work in the medical center, in the psychiatry clinic. trying to be perfect. And so, even if they did a good job, you see, they couldn't live in the beautiful feelings and enjoy doing a good job because they had to do it better. It's just learned. Perfectionism is just learned. It doesn't exist in life because you're perfect already. You see, you're already perfect. It has nothing to do with what you accomplish. That's just ideas that of how you should be better, you see. And so, again, you know, there's no way that a human being can live perfectly. It's impossible. It's asking yourself to do what's humanly impossible. Now, once this client began to gain realizations that continuing to think of themselves as getting to be perfect, they started to feel better. They started to relax about themselves. And they started to appreciate the steps they took, the connections they made with people. They relaxed their minds and started to get filled with beautiful feelings and enjoy themselves. So just different examples. I'm just sharing with you different examples of ways that we get caught up thinking about ourselves. And we just want to keep awake to the fact that that takes us away from self-esteem. The natural state of well-being, of being okay, of enjoying your moment, and really of mental health, which is contentment. I've shared this before too. This is the natural state of human beings, is to be content. Just be satisfied with what is. Just enjoy what is right now in this moment in your life. Being content. Sid said another great sentence that really helps with settling down and quieting that habit of thinking about ourselves. And he said, just be ordinary. Now, what about that, everybody? Can you ponder that? Just be ordinary. Man, when I heard that, once again, it shook me. Because really, if I'm just being ordinary, an ordinary guy out here in the world, I relax everything I'm thinking about myself, and I'm just me. Do you see that? That's another vehicle for you to find the feelings of self-esteem. It's just be ordinary. And that happened with that coaching client who was perfectionistic. That happened with my mentors, my mentees, the people I'm mentoring. They really became ordinary. And that means you're not going to call your life perfectly. You're not going to always be at the same level of consciousness. But you're just ordinary, going about your life, not trying to be anything other than you. And really, really, you know, if you could just be in the state of ordinary, you're magnificent. Because all of us are mind. And so we really are greater than we can even imagine. But when I try to get greater or better, that's me getting back into thinking I'm not okay as I am. You see? So if you're just ordinary, you drop into the beauty of what you are. That guides you. So Mark Howard isn't at the controls anymore. Mark Howard isn't in the driver's seat. I'm now in the back seat. letting mind take me for the ride through life. So, you know, I hope that makes sense. There were several sentences from Sid today that I shared with you that if you just pondered those, they would change you. They're life-changing. And they look simple, but they're profound. So I'm going to stop here. And two things I want to do. First, I want to just check in with everybody that's here. But first, before that, I want to let you know about this upcoming program Grace Kelly are doing on self-esteem. Again, the title is There's More to Life Than Thinking About Yourself. And we're offering it for 8 classes. And we're offering it now because of the results we found with the participants in our first class and how they got the beautiful feeling. They found themselves telling us they're happier. They have found ways to resolve troublesome issues, and also found themselves to be just more productive and easygoing. So we're going to offer that. The link to the program will be in the email you'll be sent when we send out the recordings for today's teleseminar. So look for that in that email. That will give you the link to our program so you could see if it's for you. I hope to see some of you there. It's been beautiful to offer this. And it'll be a continuation of the feeling of today's teleseminar at a deeper level. Okay, so I hope you all can join us for that program. But for today, what I'd like to do is hear from all of you. That's been part of the reason for all of us being together. If you have a question about today, if you have a comment about today's teleseminar, if you'd like to share something that you realized from today or just what you've realized about the principles, I'd love to hear all of that from you. What you would want to do to know, so that I can know you, you want to share is hit *2 on your phone. You need to hit *2 on your phone. I got an alert from the teleseminar company that there's no call-in from people outside of the United States. And we have a lot of people who join us from other countries. So that's the reason, if you listen to the recording, that's the reason you couldn't get through today. There's a system outage from this teleseminar company. But anyhow, for the people that are here, I'd love to hear anything you have to share for today. And you just need to hit *2 on your phone. So feel free to join us. Share something that would be something you want to ask or have a comment. Let me know if this has been helpful and how it's been helpful to you. Well, I don't want to silent so much on this teleseminar, but you can hit *2 at any time. I don't have much more really to present, but talking with you today, I just had this beautiful sense of, of these profound, sharing from Sid that if you just took one of them and reflective on it, it would be a change maker. You know, that isn't it something? Doesn't it change the worldview to realize you already have self-esteem where enough for your thinking? Isn't that something? We have something here. Christine.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. But first of all, Mark, thank you so much for this teleseminar. It just fills me with so warm feelings. And then, but most practical, I connect with your teleseminar via my computer and have no problem with that. So that is something maybe you might suggest us, because when you send the invitation, you can go into the where you can connect via from the countries, you know, to on the telephone. But also on that link, there is a suggestion that you can also connect via your computer, and that's what I do.
Christine, that's really helpful, and and so for people on when you get the recording, Christine's sharing with you how you can join by your computer.
Yes, I'll do that. It's very easy, very easy. It's just as easy as your telephone. Mm. So all it takes is that you have a microphone available. Mm.
That's great.
Yeah, so that's why I am here. I have had no problem connecting. but I do want to thank you, because the subject of self-esteem is, we really try to be so perfect as we can, don't we? So,
yes.
So and just knowing to just like you say, just relax and just be me. That is, it fills me with so warmth, and I get a silent mind, you know. So I have become I have joined you with so many seminars on the missing link, and also to me, when I forget myself in a way, I also have more ability to listen.
Yeah.
And forget myself in conversations with others. So whether or not it is self-esteem or it's my ego, but I just, when I kind of forget myself, then, and I just sit down and be quiet, then I listen and in a quite a different manner. So this issue of self-esteem or ego, and that opens up the ability to listen and see in a quite a different manner. Yeah, and lately it has been opening up so much for me lately. Mm. Thank you.
That's beautiful, Christine. That's beautiful, mm-hmm. Particularly that you talk about listening. And it's really beautiful that, again, you know, if we can be with someone,
mm-hmm.
and not thinking about ourselves, we connect. That can we can really get a sense of the other person. Because look, spiritually we're already connected because both people are mine, but if you stop thinking about yourself when you're with someone, you will really hear them. You will really be a better listener. You will really get them. And when you do, that's the connection. You feel connected to them, and people will feel heard. So, Christine, thank you for bringing that up as well, because one of the other, implications of not thinking about yourself is that you listen better, and you hear people more. You really see what they're trying to convey. And when you do, you get more of a sense of feeling connected to them, and people feel that with you. And really, that's what people are really looking for with each other. So thanks for bringing that aspect to mind as well. Thanks, Christine. Always enjoy you being part of the teleseminar or the Missing Link group. Anybody else have anything that they want to share or ask about? Just hit star 2. Yeah, again, you know, you also talked about, you know, being perfect and, you know, for all of us, all human beings, that's more, I guess, the intellect's idea, you know. You might call it ego, but I don't want to think about ego because really we are perfect. You know, we're mind, this spiritual energy. So, but we get in the way of it. We learn to think about this idea of being perfect. And again, you know, we're highlighting it today, not to add to ways to get judgmental about yourself, but for you to recognize ways in which we have these silly beliefs, see, that Sid's talking about, ways that we do that so you can see it and help yourself drop it, get quiet, as Christine's talking about, you know, and let yourself come back to being ordinary. That's the key. Come back to just be in the space of ordinary. Again, this doesn't rob you of knowing what you should be doing in life or knowing what's best for you in life or taking care of yourself in life. Because really, if you're free of your judgmental thinking, you increase your ability to perceive things in your life, to notice things that are going on that usually get overlooked when you're thinking so much about yourself. That's why Christine could say to us that she listens better. When you drop thinking about yourself, you see more, you hear more, you notice more. So you're really dropping into the intelligence of mind. You're really dropping into the beautiful feelings of love and understanding. So you can't go wrong by looking in the direction of being ordinary or realizing, oh no, there I go again. I'm thinking about myself and letting yourself quiet down. And always look for just enjoying yourself. You're having a moment of a good feeling. You're out in nature and you feel oneness with nature. You're with somebody and you're just having a laugh. You're holding hands with your partner, walking somewhere. Those are all moments of the expression of these feelings. And we overlook those moments by continuing to think about how we're doing. But those moments are really treasures. They're signs that we've dropped into these beautiful feelings. Well, I don't see anybody else that wants to share with us today. And I love that we've come to a nice place of beautiful feelings as a way to end the teleseminar for today. So, I want to thank all of you for being here. Sorry that the system had an outage where some of you that join us internationally couldn't make it in, but Christine gave us a great way for anyone to join us through their computer, and that'll overlook anything around the phone system. So thank you all for being here. Watch out for the recording that should be email to you pretty quickly, and I'll see you all next month. Thank you so much for being here and listening. Okay, everyone, have a great month of September, and I'll see you toward the end of September. Bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.